That list could go on. I could probably stand up here for hours and talk about just the things that would happen that we could receive when we enter into that place of refuge. Every good thing will be found in Christ. It's like going into a city and finding that it's a city just filled with all kinds of great and wonderful things, and they give you the key and say, here it is. Here's the key to the city. Anything you want is yours. Another great thing that happens when we enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ and into that refuge is we join with others who are also part of His body. In Ephesians 1:22, it says, "And God placed all things under His feet and appointed Him to be the head over everything for the church." That's us, the church, "which is His body." He calls the church His body. "The fullness of Him who fills everything in every way." The church, which is the people of God, is the body of Christ. That's what we are. Christ is our refuge. And if we are the body of Christ, then that means that the church is to be a place of refuge. That God's people become a place of refuge. It is in the body of Christ where God's love is able to be worked out and shown, where we can grow in love and share that love, show that love. It's in the body of Christ where God's people can grow and prosper and be safe. It's in the body where friendships are built, friendships that last an eternity. Because we're going to know one another in heaven. We're not going to be married, it says. It tells us right in the Bible. It says there won't be any marriage. But we will know one another by the Spirit. We'll recognize one another. "Hey, man, how's it going?" That'll be great. I can't wait to get to heaven. Heaven, you know, is not just sitting on top of a cloud with a little harp singing songs. That's the cartoon figure of heaven. And I think it's purposely out there. I think the devil loves it us to think that's how it is, so we could say, "Man, that's boring. I'd rather party and go to hell. Man, join me. I'll be there first," you know? You know, that kind of attitude. I mean, a lot of people are proud. They say, "Yeah, I'm going there, man. We're all going to be there," you know. And I don't want to go to hell. I want to be in heaven. It says in the Bible that the pleasures there are, you know, next to God, there will be pleasures forevermore. And that in heaven, we're going to have more than we could ever ask for or imagine. So you ask or you imagine every good thing you would ever like to have. Every wonderful pleasure, every good thing. God says, "All that, and that's nothing. That's just for starters. I got stuff that you haven't even dreamed of yet that's in place for us." And that's for all eternity. You'll never be bored, ever. It'll be a constant new growth, a new knowledge, new wonderful things happening all the time. Amazing. But the church right now is where we need to be building these friendships, developing, growing, finding strength, finding encouragement, finding support, comfort, a place where we can be filled with joy, a place where we can be at peace, a place where we can love one another and be loved by one another. Those are all the attributes of God. All those things and more. His Holy Spirit wants to move and work amongst the people of God and bring about great things in our lives and bless each one of us as we bless God. Of course, we're not perfect. Nobody in here is perfect. There's going to be mistakes made, wrong things said. Those kind of things happen. But you know what? We don't condemn the church because somebody blows it. Because we all are imperfect and we need to be able to forgive. It's amazing the way God works it out. God says that iron sharpens iron. You know, and just like when you use that thing that, you know, you put a knife up against it and you do that, sharpening stone or something like that. And it, you know, it takes off the burrs and it makes it sharper. You know, and that's why God uses us. And that thing that you think, "Wow, yeah, somebody said this," or "somebody, I heard this or that," you know what? There's somehow in the midst of that, we got to grow through that. We got to grow up through that. We got to learn how to love in spite of that. And this is the kind of place in a church where that's exactly what happens, where we deal with those issues and then the love comes back and it comes back even stronger. We should always be looking for that. Always be looking to love and to be loved. To share, to serve, to give. We have to set our eyes on the goal that God has for us. Our desire is to bring glory to God and bring others to the God of glory. To help other people to see Jesus Christ. To know the one Savior, the one place of refuge that there is on this earth. There's no place safe. You can't even find a safe place to put your money now. Banks are failing, you know. I mean, some of the places you put your money in some of these funds, a year later you look at it and there's less in there. It's amazing. It's like, where do you find this safety? And if we can't even find safety for money, how do we find safety for ourselves? Who can we trust that we know will take care of us? Do we trust the government to take care of us? The government is not our place of refuge. Only Jesus is our place of refuge. That's why we have Invited Friends Sundays, in fact. I like to be able to share that, you know, God loves everyone. He wants us to, you know, He wants us to come to Him to receive that love. I mean, we got to respond to it. That's our part. You know, we have to, it's like He's sending out this radio wave, but if we don't open up the frequency, it's not there for us. I mean, we just aren't going to know it. We aren't going to get it. But God wants to love you. He wants to love us all. He desires that no one should perish. He wants the best for all of us. He wants to give us all a huge inheritance in heaven. It says that He's storing up in the Bible. Again, it says that He's storing up an inheritance for us in heaven, for His people. Maybe some of you have been looking for a place of refuge, a place to hide out from the storms of life. Jesus is an ever-present help in times of trouble. John 16:33 says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. God doesn't hide from the fact that we're going to have troubles in this world. Just because we become a Christian doesn't mean we don't have troubles anymore. We never promise that, but we have a place of refuge in the midst of those troubles. We have somebody who's there to help us through those troubles. Jesus Christ is someone who I want everyone to know. I want to invite everybody to know Jesus Christ. You know why? Because we're all being chased by the avenger of blood, the law. It's coming after us. And if we don't have that place of refuge, if we're outside the city of refuge, which is Jesus, the avenger of blood can take us. I don't want that. I don't want that for me, for my family, or anybody. I don't want that for anybody here. I know the heart of Jesus, and He loves to love you. And He has the best intentions for you. And He desires that no one should perish, and that all would be saved. That's a direct quote. He says, come to me, you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I will be a place of refuge for you. That's what Jesus promises us. And it's for anyone that wants it. All we have to do is accept Him as our Lord and Savior. Know that we are a sinner, that we have sinned, which is pretty easy. I think we can all agree on that. And then realize that He paid for our sins. When He went to the cross, when He died on that cross, He took all of our punishment, all of our pain, all of that suffering from sin, all that guilt, all that ugly stuff, He took it all on Himself. And He paid the penalty, He paid the price for our sins so that we could once again be with the Father. He opened up a door where there was no door. He made a pathway where there was no pathway. And it's not hard. You don't have to go to school for this. You don't have to buy a license for this. You don't have to drive 1,000 miles for this. You just have to open up your heart and say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins and I want You to be my Lord and Savior. That's what it's all about. Absolutely the best decision you could ever make in your life, to ask to allow Jesus to be your place of refuge. Maybe today you're here and maybe you've thought, you know what, that makes sense. I hope it makes sense to you because it's the truth. You don't find the truth in a lot of places these days. You find a lot of talk, but the Word of God is the truth, the absolute truth, absolute truth. There is such a thing as that, you know, absolute truth, and it's called the Word of God. And it's the Word of God that offers us the gift of salvation. So I want to offer to you today the option of receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So let's go before the Lord. I thank You, Lord God, for Your salvation. I thank You, Lord, for Your message of hope, for Your word of truth. I thank You for this church. I thank You for Your people, the body of Christ.